vidas unir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin a subir, unidos a subir. Hay un rezo de fuerza para abrir bien los corazones. Cuando la luz se asome, dejemos nuestra alma libre, llenaremos nuestros pozos. Tiempo quedaron secos con un árbol de senos, con un brillo en los ojos. A subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir, a subir, a subir, unidos a subir, caemos y nos levantamos al fin. A subir, unidos a subir.
Welcome, friends.
Hola, amigos gigantes, grandes del Kli Mundial.
Hello, friends, giant friends from the world Kli. It's a huge privilege to be with you, together with the whole Latin Kli. We want to express our affection and love that we have. The topic of today's connection is the cure for going through all that we're going through is the connection. I read an interview on the BBC where it said that 95% of diseases in the human body are something that comes from our mental state, comes from our minds, and we are the Rosh of humanity. And if we unite, nothing else is missing. If we connect at the Rosh, we will improve the goof of all the nations. Let's read an excerpt.
Dice así, lección 1, Rabach, acerca.
Should each one of the friends reveal the love he has in his heart for the friends, or is it enough for him to keep it in his heart and he works in love of friends in concealment, and this is why he doesn't need to show what's in his heart, because it is known that humbleness is a great thing? Or is it to the contrary, that he has to show the love he has in his friends for his friends, because by this he shows the love that he has in his heart for his friends?
Con mayor intensidad y vigor, ya que está incluida en
the benefit is that by this he gets a stronger drive to work in love of friends, because the power of the love of each and every one is included in the others. It therefore follows that instead of having one force to engage in love of friends, if the society is of 10 friends, then he's included with 10 forces that understand the need to engage in love of friends. Whereas if they don't reveal to the society that they're engaging in love of friends, then he lacks the power of society. Labash concerning level friends.
Okay, amigo, muchas gracias. Ahora Santiago, por favor. Okay,
amigo, muchas gracias. Ahora Santiago, por favor. Thank you, friend Santiago now.
Hola, hola, queridos amigos.
Hello, hello, dear friends. What joy, such excitement. You're here, in my home. Here, the country, the world have quarantined me at home. I'm under quarantine, but the world could not separate me from you. That will never happen, because you have tremendous strength. You have the medicine, as was said a few moments ago. We have the medicine. And Rav prepared us for this moment over a long time. We worked doing dissemination. We talked with each other about being connected, watching the lessons together. But all of that was meant for this current moment. This is what humanity now needs. We must be strong. We're ready. I'm so excited. They have such powerful friends. The channel that we create is ready for the light to begin to descend, to begin to glue all of humanity together. Humanity needs this kind of consciousness. So, a huge hug. And only you can bring me out of this prison here. So a big hug and l'chaim.
La historia se nos muestra de distintas facetas y cada uno la va sintiendo y la va viviendo.
History shows in all kinds of ways, and each one experiences according to his own preparation. Humanity has come to a point where it doesn't have any other way other than to look for a new solution to the problem of humanity. And we, who are learning Kabbalah, the method of Nebuch, we have it. We have the healing, the cure that can bring blessing to the world. We have to thank the Creator. It's a historic moment. And Baal Salam talked about wars, but this is done by great mercy, because despite the pain that exists, this pain is relatively very small. And it's a great opportunity that the Creator is giving us to allow us to reveal Him in all His glory, that we are discovering that the only way we can become better, and not only we can not only change the virus or our way of life, but the unity is done only by the Rosh, and the Rosh of the Baruch can bring it down to the world. This is our time, as Rav said, and he said it with great joy in his lessons, that if we don't use this opportunity, then history will force us to go through another process where we'll be more to blame, more responsible. So this is the moment, World Kli. Let's raise the banner of unity. We are one, and we'll go all the way and discover the Creator, L'chaim.
Le cae, amigo querido. Bueno,
Hi, friends. Thank you, dear friend. We had some problem with Felipe's, with Felipe reading the text, so I'll read an excerpt from the second lesson. We should also understand what is written, quote, Israel did not come out of Egypt until the government of all their ministers was broken above, and Israel departed their domain and came to the domain of the upper holiness in the Creator and tied to Him, as it is written, "For the children of Israel are mine, they are my servants." End quote. What is the reason they are my servants? It is that I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I have brought them out of the other authority and brought them into my authority. To understand all the above, it is known that the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations. For this purpose, a desire to receive pleasure has been imprinted within man, and this power controls a person. This is why the evil inclination is called king, since it controls with this power, meaning it gives man pleasures, and because of them, a person becomes enslaved to it and is as a slave, while the evil inclination is the king. From Abbas's article, The Need for an Act from Below. And friends, I would now like to present the friends from Italy, who are going through a very rough period. For them, it's a bit ahead of the rest of the world. They're in a more advanced state, you could say. We know that anyone who started studying the wisdom of Kabbalah 20 years ago, 15 years ago, even last year, we understand that the world needs a great shift of consciousness. And this shift, I think it's as Baal Sulam said, perhaps even a third or fourth world war is necessary for that. But I suppose the Creator is very kind-hearted to have sent us only this virus, this blessed virus, so that we could take hold of the reins, could take hold of this correction. The goodness of the Creator is something sublime. It's something that moves me, excites me, and it connects us. So let's hear from Domenico from the Italian group.
Buonasera a tutti, amici, mi sentite?
Good evening, everyone. Friends, can you hear me? Dear friends, I'm coming from Rome. I've lived in Rome for many years. And this virus that came to us came so that man will return to his roots. The world is pushing forward and we are discovering how this virus makes us see how small we are. We have to be more humble before this virus and the laws of nature, the forces of nature. This virus came especially so we would go back to our roots, to how our lives really should be. In Mexico and in Spain, let's think of our friends. And I want to say that the Kabbalists are presenting us with how we can change the situation. We can do everything through our teacher who's making such great efforts in these days. He gave us so many more lessons each day. Is our desire is to show everyone what is the connection between us, that only through this connection all of us want to look at each other and see who we are, what we are. This virus is love. It's the essence, the extract of love. And the special thing about it is exactly that. I think that today each one is at home and can understand this situation. And we have to give our message to everyone. I want the Italian friends are trying these days to show, to shift all of our learning, our organization that wants to be recognized in the world to send all of our teaching through the internet to everyone. I think that with your prayers, we in Italy are certain that we will continue and succeed. I want to thank all of you and our entire society and our teacher, L'chaim.
Qué alegría estar aquí con ustedes.
Bueno, such joy to be here with you. Well, here we are experiencing very critical times. I've been living here for over a year, and the Creator put me in this situation, but it's a situation where I have great gratitude because I have friends with me doing great work in dissemination. They make every effort to be in adhesion, to adhere to the morning lessons, and I also make use of this opportunity now that I have to speak to you in order to talk about the greatness of the Creator, because He makes us work every moment. This period of time, it was like a congress, a 24-hour congress. We need to be in unceasing prayer, constant prayer, all the time, like a congress, because the Creator scares us, sends us thoughts that perhaps separate us from the path, but we must be His servants, His workers, and to work with Him step by step in order to establish a new society for a new day, to have this prayer that humanity will change so that He can be revealed to the whole of humanity and rule over them openly and not from concealment. He needs our connection, our force, our inner will for this to materialize. Through our daily work, our efforts, we can do this alongside the great dissemination done by the Titanic friends. I have no words, it's just my thought is to make Him glad through constant prayer for you, all of you. And I don't care what happens to me tomorrow, the virus can come close, I may contract it, but the disease, but it's not important. The main thing is to bestow upon the Creator. We are here for that purpose, and we must reach the purpose of creation. He is the good who does good, and only through us, through that power, we can awaken the nations of the world. L'chaim.
It is written in the book Shem Yishmuel, the intention of creation was for everyone to be one bundle, to do the desire of the Creator. But because of this sin, the matter was spoiled, and even the best in those generations could not unite together to serve the Creator. Rather, they were individuals alone. And the correction of this began in the generation of Babylon when separation occurred in the human race. As we learn about Babylon, to be a gathering of people to serve the Creator, this began with Abraham. Abraham would call until they gathered to him and the people of Israel was created. As we learn, there was one nation. Suddenly the ego began to work in it and blasted it, broke it into many small separate nations that began to fight among them. and there were troubles among them. And then Abraham, who was within those peoples, called on them, let's unite among us. This is the correction that should take place because he was a priest. He understood what needs to be done. But they wouldn't listen to him. And then he cried out to everyone and said, those who believe me in this connection and this correction, come to me. Many people came to him, and he united them into a group that was called Israel. That group, over time, forgot where it came from, why it was formed, and that its goal is to unite and bring that unity to all of humanity. And to this day, we see that this group hasn't found a place, its destiny, its vocation. The whole world is against it. Its members hate themselves as well and don't understand what they are doing. This is all until this group discovers the conditions for the correct life of all the people in the world.
Thank you. Muchas gracias, amigo. Ahora quiero presentarles a un...
Thank you very much, friends.
Tremendo amigo.
I want you to see Tina, a tremendous, a huge friend. He is in China. Our huge friend Owen, I was with him in many congresses, and in Monterrey, I'll never forget how he was never in the study hall. He was constantly translating for the friends from Asia, for the friends in Asia and China. Such love he always shows us. So for me, it's a true pleasure and a privilege to present Owen. Please, Owen.
Dear brothers, my dear families around the whole world, no matter where you are. Think it's a very, very special time. I never imagined, 7 months ago, I was in such a panic situation. Because the virus started from China and burst out, I feel such a guilty. Yeah, actually, I still feel some kind of, but this kind of sense, only from Kabbalah we can have a totally different interpretation of this coronavirus. We are not like no other people, no other organization sees that's the greatest mercy from the Creator. He used this virus really to weaken people, to weaken the humanity, to take a break when the humanity gonna run into abuse and stop them and use this virus. Nobody can see it. Nobody can find it. But everybody back to home. But that's only part of the game. And the true game, the Creator's mercy is for us, neighborhood, no matter where you are. For us, everybody should play like Abraham 4,000 years ago, like Moses 3,500 years ago. No matter where you are, you have nation behind you. You have people behind you. You have a family behind you. You have a family, so many nations, so many human races are in a panic. And we are the Rosh. We need to give them the message. What's behind this? The so-called the pandemic coronavirus actually is according to the Creator. We need to give them, we need to coat it in the love, in the sweet, in the what kind of sugar you can take and sip and swallow, and little by little they can find the message behind it. It's a new beginning. We have never been in such a situation, and we've never been in such a yeshiva harim. It's truly a medicine from the Creator. But only we needed to turn it from a blow to be medicine. And that's our shoulders. I just want the other friends to feel this responsibility, also feel this honor and the privilege to be the Moses, to be the Abraham, towards all the nations. That's all this coronavirus is about. I know I can trust all the brothers, all the sisters around the world, and together we're going to bring greater joy, great joy, bring joy to our dear teachers, all the Kabbalists, and bring humanity out of this dark world to a bright new future world. Chaim brothers, love you.
Cuando el corazón le gusta acaparar sobre su cuerpo animal, no se puede ir de este mundo así, pues toda su pasión está en. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Shealem, Malkit, Seron, Zed, Elokur, Derev, Buxale, Dale, Haveru, Beshamu, Yotze, Nito, Yaganu, Veo que panista negado. Siempre el corazón desea dominar, llenando su caprichoso. Y la naturaleza nos hizo por todo este deseo igualitar. Si el corazón elige a la divinidad, junto al grupo llega la amistad, entonces podrá del exilio salir y lo que oculto está revelará. Sea el magistero, sea el otro, debemos agregarle a ver un desayuno ser. Veo que a lista le ganó. Lero, 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 la. Lero, 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 la. Lero, 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 la. Lehaim.
Yeah. Lección 4, 584. El rostro del Creador contra los que hacen el mal. El rostro del Creador contra los que hacen el mal, para cortar de la tierra la memoria de ellos. Clamaron y el Creador escuchó, y les salvó de sus penas. Debemos preguntar, el rostro del Creador se atribuye a los justos y no a los que hacen el mal, como dice el texto. A la luz de tu rostro nos diste misericordia y vida y paz. Solo la parte posterior.
I cried out, and the Lord hears, and he'll save them from all their troubles. We should ask, the face of the Creator belongs to the righteous, not to the evildoers, as it is written, by the light of your face you have given us mercy and life and peace. Only the Ahoim is called judgment. We should say that the intention is, those who want to follow the ways of the Creator on the path of truth, see, they always do harm, and they cry out to the Creator to help them out of the state of the bad and everything that they could do, and they couldn't be freed from the bad, as they interpreted in the Exodus from Egypt. And the children of Israel sighed from the work, and the cry went up to God. And we should interpret the Exodus from Egypt is that the Creator showed them their face. Then the concealment that they had went away from them to the face of the Creator. And then the face of the Creator cancels even the memory of the bad. This is the meaning of to remove them from the land of their memory. Land from the word ratzon, desire. Even a memory of a bad ill will does not awaken in them, because they cried out and the Lord heard and saved them from all their troubles. Rabash, the face of the Creator in the evildoers.
Why is it that if we do not intend to correct the whole world, we will never receive help from above, from the Creator? Very simply, who are we compared to the rest of the world and the Creator? But if we do not intend to correct the whole world, we will not receive the power necessary for our own individual correction either.
What
is the root of this? The reason is that we are called the Rosh, the head of the Parzuf, the head of the decree, and the head does not require correction. It just needs to gather, collect all those things and to correct the body. The intentions of the body depend on the desires of the intentions of the head depend on the desires of the body. And if I don't want to correct those desires of the body, then I won't be able to correct the head either, because the Creator doesn't need the head. He needs the body. He wants all of humanity to start moving in his direction. Therefore, if we do not go out to disseminate, if we do not explain through all of our means what the world has to do in order to avoid going into a deeper and deeper depression, crisis, we will not receive any correction either. Because there is the Rosh, the head of the Parzuf, and the Guf, the body of the Parzuf. And the body needs to be corrected, the desires, through the intentions of the Rosh, of the head.
Okay, amigos queridos, para mí ahora es un placer poder.
Okay, dear friends.
A un tremendo amigo de aquí.
It's a great pleasure for me to show you a wonderful friend from Kiev. Igor has been with us many years. He's got a huge power. Every day, half an hour before the lesson, he sends me a message to prepare me for the lesson. He just lights everything on fire. He's a giant friend. I'm very happy to introduce this great friend, Igor.
Igor, microphone.
You're on mute, bro. Igor, you're on mute, Achi. Can't hear you.
А теперь... Теперь слышите, нет?
Да.
Привет еще раз, дорогие хавери. Спасибо большое Андресу за такое представление.
Hello again, dear friends. Andres, thank you very much for your for the way you introduced me. I'm really happy to see everyone. I want to share with you, I discovered two things in this time of isolation, the quarantine. Number one is how weak I am without the influence of the physical environment. Really, I'm half a person without the environment. And also how great the friends are who have been sitting this way for years, 15 years, they've been sitting like that alone. And I guess they are in a much more internal stream than I am. So what can I say? I want to say that we've been brought to a completely new place. And I want to congratulate all of us. And we really have no choice. Either we meet in the heart or we have nothing. We engage in active dissemination. And we can feel how everyone is doing it all over the world. The world is hearing us now. Even if it doesn't always react the way we would like it to. They hear us. All of a sudden, actors speak with our words, politicians. So friends, I'd really like to encourage everyone, even if you don't know how to write aid works, support the friends who do it. I want to encourage everyone to do it. It's our task. It's our role. I really love to be with the friends. There's nothing better, but our role really is to help people. So friends, let's give strength to each other, encourage each other. We are in a completely new degree, and everything is beautiful because the Creator is with us. L'chaim.
Okay, gracias. Gracias, amigo Igor. Qué grande.
Thank you, my friend Igor, a huge friend, a wonderful friend. Now, we will present our great friends from Israel. We have the great honor to have these greatest of the generation who are in the morning lesson every single day with us. They support the love. They are together with him. They love him. And it's incredible what they all do, each of them, what each of them does. And the first friend I want to introduce is our boss, so to speak, from the of the Latin clique, Gil Keden. Please, Gil.
Shalom, chaverim, shomim. Okay.
Hello, friends. Can you hear me?
Wow.
Great. Wow, to hear all these huge friends from the world Kli speaking just melts your heart. We're just like a single body wanting to bring contentment to the Creator, to listen to Av's advice and to bring contentment to the Creator. And we have this opportunity, an opportunity that is unprecedented in history on such a global scale. And today I've said that our action is within the public, the great, the wide public, our true action. The more we bring them close to the Creator, the more adhesion we will receive. And this we can do only together. We can only together can we ask the Creator to be His servants. So let's be in this prayer all day long for all the friends to hold to that. L'chaim, friends, and I love you very, very much.
Shalom, Yikarim.
Hello, dears. I guess it's my turn to speak. No one asked me to do it, but yes, indeed. It's an extraordinary opportunity. I guess it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I don't know what the Creator plans, but from our life experience, it doesn't seem like something so extraordinary on such a scale is going to happen again. It reminds me a little bit of the moment when a person's point in the heart awakens. It's actually a little more than a little reminiscent. So at that moment when the point in the heart opens, the door to a new world opens. And I feel like we as one strong, big world Kli are standing at that very point, like the point in the heart that opens up for us as the world Kli. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. And what we need to do is to increase the connection between us, to care for one another just like a mother, from the simplest corporeal level of the economic security, seeing that every friend doesn't lack anything, and to the point of the inner prayer, the avud between us. We should compress all of this into a common prayer, common concern, so we will feel like 600,000 loyal lovers caring for each and every one. And this whole thing, as much as possible, as much as we can, as deep as we can, we should send to the hearts of all the people. It is said that in the temple there is room for everyone. And now we can understand what it means. All the friends in the world clearly have a place there, and the whole world has a place there in this big heart that with the Creator's help, we will pray to the Creator, and He will reveal it here and now. L'chaim, friends.
Shalom, chaverim. Hey, hello, friends. What an amazing thing. What times we live in. It's unbelievable. My work is to travel the world, well, part of it. And this whole event made me stay here at home with the friends. What an act by the Creator. He's so good, so benevolent. He makes you stay in this incredible environment, an environment suffused with love, an environment suffused with the willingness, the readiness to change our situation. And it's simply incredible. It's the way the friend said, we've become one whole vessel. In one instant, we meet together at one point, in one place. It's a moment from where on everything is different. Everything will be different. And it's only thanks to the society, the friends, the love the friends offer, and the truth that they broadcast. And everything that the friends do for the friends, for the path, for the goal. It's now, right now. There's no other such opportunity. We'll not get such an opportunity in 1,000 years. So now, together, with love, that's what we do. L'chaim, friends. L'chaim.
Israel librará, salir de la esclavitud, la casa de la virtud. Israel librará, salir de la opresión. Nada lo despoja de la opresión, amor o temor, sino porque es que formar la edad. Sentados en el círculo, cada vez que nos claman al poder, por alcanzar la unidad, elevan un rezo, elevan un rezo, elevan un rezo.
Shebetachim gam yachad. Hine mato, shebetachim gam yachad. Hine mato, shebetachim gam yachad. Hine mato humanaim. Shebetachim gam yachad. Hine mato humanaim. Shebetachim gam yachad. Hine mato. Shebetachim gam yachad. הנה מה טוב שבטחים גם יחד. לחיים בני ברוך.
לחיים.
לחיים.